Larry, have you seen Trevor Harris up until 8 o'clock this evening? NFL football will follow this evening. Good one, Detroit and Baltimore. Speaking about good one, what about the outstanding game on Saturday evening at Hard Rock Stadium where the Hurricanes go to 4-0 and move up to number 2 in the AP poll? Great time to be a Hurricane fan, and certainly somebody's following this thing as close as anybody. Do the Sixth Ring Canes podcast, which will air this evening from 8:30 to 9:30, and also on the part of the Five Reasons Sports Network, Jazz Santana joins us. Jazz, thanks so much for taking the time, and wow, great time to be a Hurricane, huh?
Always my pleasure, Blue. Yeah, it's a great time to be a Miami Hurricane fan, player, former player, as Coach Cristobal liked to say. Anybody that's a Miami Hurricane family, it's a good time, and we just got to keep it rolling.
No doubt. Talk about Saturday. Obviously, I think people, pure fans understand that Florida will be the best defense Miami will face. They're loaded with athletes. They fly to the ball. They, things that worked against Notre Dame, things that worked against USF weren't working as well. But on defense, Miami may have put together one of the best defenses in the country through the first month of the season.
Yeah, well, I think, first of all, I mean, it's a rivalry, right? So while it's not played every year, it's a rivalry, so you got to throw out the records. But regardless of records, you can't look at Florida's record and say, well, they're not a good football team or, they don't have a talent on that team. It's a hell of a defense that Miami just played this past weekend. A lot of talent on the offense as well. They're just not very good. They're not well coached or execute on offense, but on defense, they seem to be trying to do everything they can to keep that, their team in the game. Miami had some answers for them, but at the same time they sputtered and they had some issues running certain plays. So you got to give credit to that defense. But I'll tell you what, speaking of defense, on the other side of the football, that Miami Hurricane defense is quite frankly, it's impressive. It's a lot better than I thought they would be, and it's held down by arguably the best college football player in the country right now, Ruben Bain as well. He's just pure. It's just pure dominance on his side wherever he's at, and I think that's giving a lot of people a lot of issues on how to scheme up to be able to try to do anything on the offensive side of football against this Hurricanes defense. So it's really exciting to watch. Hopefully they can, now it's crunch time. Now you've got conference play and they've got to be able to continue that, that dominance throughout the rest of the 8 games that they have left before Charlotte and all that stuff. So I'm really excited to see what happens moving forward.
Yeah, no doubt. And not only that, I mean, you take a look, what a difference a year makes, because last year we were watching this defense just completely fall apart. It was one of those, how many points can Miami's offense put up, the Louisville game was a great example of that, and then you had to outscore the opposition. But this year, you put 3 touchdowns on the board, and more than likely, you're coming away a winner.
Oh yeah, absolutely, and I think that's a testament, obviously, to a lot of the returning players buying in. Coach Heatherman doing an absolutely amazing job in helping them buy in to this scheme, to this defense. You're definitely seeing a huge change. It's a complete 180 from last year's defense, and it's exciting to watch because at this point last year they started to get exposed already with the USF game. They were showing chinks in the armor. Right now, it's hard to find a spot in that defense where you say, hey, maybe this is their weakness. This is and everything. They're just firing on all cylinders right now. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Talk about a couple of people that have surprised you. Obviously, this running game. We knew Mark Fletcher coming back would be really, really good. Obviously, it was last year. Certainly, we thought we would see a little bit more of Jordan Lyle, but he's kind of been banged up a little bit. But you got to look at Marty Brown and say he has been really a huge addition to this team.
Yeah, I don't know if this running game is as good or as as exciting as it is without Marty Brown. Not only him running the football, but he made a one-handed circus catch this past weekend that on that second down late in the game that really I don't want to say put things away, but really got Miami moving forward again and scoring on that drive and being able to close things out a little bit. He did everything. He blocked. He ran the ball hard. He also got one taken back, and we all know already how we feel about that one with the referees. We got that one taken back from him. Poor guy. Should have had three touchdown runs. He's exciting to watch. He's strong. He's powerful. I like to say it's thunder and lightning, but it's more like thunder and thunder right now. And they've got a little bit of breakaway speed, but the truth is that they're just wearing people out. And that's what you want to do, right? As this football program, they're built in the image of Mario Cristobal. They go in there, and in the third and fourth quarter, they're breaking the will of that defense. They're running it up their throats, and that offensive line is obviously doing an amazing job of helping them as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Some of the topics this evening on the Six Rings Canes podcast, which starts at 8:30. Let everybody know what everybody will be talking about. I know DJ will be talking about the six targets that the tight ends got. That's for darn sure.
Oh, he's excited about the tight ends. That's for sure. Yeah, we'll talk about these running backs again. Pure dominance from the offense. Well, from the trenches, not the offensive line only, but both offensive line and defensive line, how an amazing job they did. And also just, we want our fans to understand that there's different ways to win football games, right? You're not always going to win it by throwing for 300 or 400 yards. Yeah. Obviously, Carson Beck didn't have his best game, but we won it in typical Miami and Mario Cristobal style, right? We ran the ball really hard, and we played incredible defense. And sometimes a really good football team does that, right? They dominate the trenches. Yeah. They dominate the running game. And so we'll talk a little bit about that and give you guys some recruiting updates as well.
Good stuff. Let everybody know how they can listen to that this evening. It starts at 8:30 on let everybody know.
Yeah, so this tonight you actually can go on, log on to YouTube and check us out. Just subscribe. Go to the Five Reasons Sports Network YouTube. Subscribe there and check us out. It's the Six Ring Canes show at 8:30 p.m. on YouTube and then on your podcast. Wherever it is that you get your podcast after the show will be sent, audio will be sent to Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever it is that you get your podcast. So make sure you check it out. It's every Monday at 8:30 p.m. on YouTube Live. It's a Six Ring King show.
Good to see. We'll see you in about an hour or so. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate you.
You got it, my friend. Always a pleasure. Go Canes.
Good stuff. Jazz Santana, Six Rings Canes show. That brings hour number one to a close. Please do not go away. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to Coach Alex Golish from the University of South Florida.